Learning Masechet Pesachim, that pay him an aleph. The Gemara is being mamshich in the sugya when Hareisha Yisrael machzat Torah machzat Tmeim, which earlier the Gemara brought three shittas. When you have Roiv Tmeim, so you're saying Karbet Tzibur Cholak and everyone could do it b'tuma. When you have Roiv Torah, the Torah do b'rishin and the Tmeim do b'sheni. What if you have machzat Torah machzat Tmeim? So the Gemara earlier said, a machlokes Rav said, Machsal machsal kiroyif alol waysim atzman alol waysim atzman. And Rav Kana said machsal machsal ain't a kiroyif, but there were two lashaynis. One is that they're like a miyat, and the Torahim do the rishon, the tmeim do the sheni. And the second lashon was that they can't do b'sheni because they're not a miyat, but they also can't do a rishon because they're not a roiv. And memela ain't oisim layis a rishon layis a sheni. We were masmin the previous shir. How I understand the svara of Rav Kana in the second lashon. And the Gemara here brings the name of Rav. Itmar ho Yisrael machzat Torah machzat Tmeim. Omer Rav metam and echad mehem b'sheretz. You metam one of them with the sheretz. It's merzav amai. Nevin hani l'chudai v'hani l'chudai. Why don't they do it? El atzma, el atzma. That's what Rav said. Lo lo eis l'atzma les atzma. Why is Rav saying a new pshat? The metam echad mehem b'sheretz. So the Gemara shok levitari. And the Gemara's maskana is El Achi Kama. This is what Rav means to say. Iyikatana desavla katana kama dama palgu palgu loy avdi kulu b'tumah. If there is a man there who holds like the Tana Kama, because the Tana Kama says, Hareisha Yisrael maksa tera maksa tmeim, halalu ois matzma, halalu ois matzma. So he holds that they don't all do it b'tumah. Vesavla krab yuda, dama ain't carbon si b'cholak. But he also holds the krab yuda, they ain't carbon si b'cholak. So he holds he can't make Eloise and Latzman, Eloise and Latzman. So you have a problem. The fact that they don't have Rav Tmeim, so the Torah Manala to do Betumah. But either Chisa, maybe this Tana holds that you can't do Eloise and Latzman, Eloise and Latzman. So what's the Eitzah then? Then you Metam Echem and Mesheretz, so Mel, now you'll have Rav Tmeim, and they could all do Betumah. As they state in the Gemara. So the Marashah, on Tezis of Emaskal Meshalchanis, Echem and Lederich Echeka, asked the following question. He says, why would you be metame one of them b'sheretz? Taisus earlier on Rav Kahana, when Taisus was bothered, why Rav Kahana holds that the Tmeim ain't ois and lo yisirish and lo yisasheni? Why does Rav Kahana hold that way? Manavshach, if they're a tzibur, they should do it b'rishin. If they're a ish, they should do it b'sheni. So Taisus says he can't say Rav Kahana was mesubik if they were ish or a tzibur, because if he was mesubik, then you'd have to be metame echem and atayim. He said, Mishlaim, if he wasn't Mesubik, that's the din, so why should Matam Echem and Atayim? That's the din. The din is that they're Potter. So he won't be Matam Echem and Atayim. But if he's Mesubik, so we don't know. So maybe we could get around the Suffolk, maybe Matam Echem and Atayim, that's what we would do. So fact of Marashah, but Taisha says clearly that if the din is that they're Potter, so they're Potter. So why would you want to be Matam Echem and Atayim if that's the din? The din is that the Tahirim can't do it b'tumah because you don't have a rav. But the din is like Rabbi Yehuda ain't carbon tzibur chalak. So that's halacha, that they can't be daich b'tumah because they ain't carbon tzibur chalak. And they can't make the Torahim do b'tumah because they don't have a rav. So that's halacha. Why would you be metame one of the Torahim? As a fact, the Marsha. And the Marsha, because ain't carbon tzibur chalak is a din derabbanan. Since Rashi says it. Rashi says that Rabbi Yehuda is ain't carbon tzibur chalak. Because shegnaya davar the mucha milsa beedik shenazara meilum eilum. It looks bad. Looking bad is not a deraisa dikasvar. Looking bad is a derabana dikasvar. So meila, if the dinmi deraisa is that they're potter, so avadi rofti metame, avadi wouldn't be a din to metame echem and atar. The din is their potter. But you know, the dinmi deraisa is eisen eilatsa veilatsman. As a dinder abanan, you can't do that. So for that dinder abanan, you have to find an eitzam and be metame echem min atayim, and then they can all do it betumah. So Achrayim ask, the Nadiv Yudah asks this in Arichayim Tanyana Simon Peivav, how could the Marashah possibly say the din of ein karb and tzibah chalak is a dinder abanan? The din of ein karb and tzibah chalak is matir the tahirim to do it betumah. So if it's matir for you to do it betumah, so how could that be a dinder abanan? It's a pella. Also, the Pella is like this also. Taisus there asks Akasha on Rav Kahana that, Manav Shech, If machza is a tzibur, so why can't they do a berishin? Elamai machza is an ish, so why can't they do a b'sheni? Emphatize is machza is not an ish, meaning it's a tzibur. And why can't they do a berishin? Because ain't carbon tzibur chaluk. That's mamish what the Gemara is saying here. Then a machza be'etzim could do a berishin, but the problem is it would have to be a lolo ois and latzman, lolo ois and latzman. And that we don't do because it ain't carbon tzibur chaluk. So if ain't carbon tzibur chaluk is derabanan, so why don't we say the same thing about efkan is derabanan, and we should be metamei, one of the tmeim, I mean one of the tmeim, and make it that we should be able to do a betumah. What's the pshat in the marasha? So I think pshat in the marasha is like this. The emphasis of the Gemara really is ton b'yirachav. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says like this. If you have a tana which holds, iyikatana, jesavla katana kama dama palgu palgu le'avdi kulu betumah, now that's a chayyus stira, because what's Rabbi Yehuda's ain carbon tzibur chalak? Rabbi Yehuda's ain carbon tzibur chalak is Rabbi Yehuda holds that shevet echad is called a tzibur. Fine, shevet echad is ikri kol. And Rabbi Shimon said because shevet echad ikri kol, so lo lois and latzman, lo lois and latzman, because you have a kama kolam like we teach them. Because you need a shame carbon pesach ababatum, you need a shame carbon tzibur ababakatum. That's what you need. Just like if you hold machsa machsa kareiv. So each raiv has a din tzibur farzich, machsa kareiv. It's a full tzibur. So mamela, the machsa tzmein, could bring the carbon pesach. They're a tzibur. Mashenk and the machsa tzayim. They can't bring a betumah, because they're also a tzibur. They don't have a raiv tzibur meaning that they could do it betumah. So same thing with shevet echad. Shevet echad you could call, so you could do betumah. But the other shvatim also call, so they have to do it betara. Rabbi Yehuda says no. I feel a shame in Echad Tom and Vishan Kol Shvatim Torim. Yasu Betum Hashem Karben Tzibur Chalak. Rabbi Yehuda expands the din of Ein Karben Tzibur Chalak. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the pshat in Ein Karben Tzibur Chalak is as long as you have a din dechia for part of the tzibur, so that din dechia would shaf that the whole tzibur has a din dechia. You don't need to be right. It doesn't have to be right. That's what Taisa says earlier. Rabbi Rav Kahana, the Rav Kahana is Machsus Einik Kareiv. So that's what Taisa said. Max is not an ish, so Max can't do a carbon tzibur. Can't do a Pesach Sheni. Max is not an ish, you can't do a Pesach Sheni. Leidach Isa, Max is not Karev. So when they come to the Pesach Rishon, it can't make that the Tahirim should do a carbon tuma because they're not a Rav. So Mimela, Aybazai, they can't either do a tuma because they ain't carbon tzibur chalak. And like we were masmim, why don't you say, Lolo Eisen Latzman, Lolo Eisen Latzman? The Teretz is, the Alolo Ois Latzman has to be with your Tzibur. Here they're not a Tzibur. The Tzibur can't have a din of a Karban Pesach HaBabatumma. Now Taisa says, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds, Shevet Echad Ikri Kol, so everyone could do Batumma. What's the Pshat? Rabbi Yehuda holds, once there is a Dechiyah, there's someone out there who is not Batumma, so that Shavs, Memela, everything is a Pesach HaBabatumma. His din Dechiyah fits with everyone, even if he's not a Rahiv. But Rav Kahana doesn't hold that way. So this is the machlokes, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama holds that when you have machzah Torah, machzah Tzmein, even though the Tanakama holds machzah Karev, that's Mefurish. Even Rav Kahana has to agree, Rav Kahana holds Tanoihi. Rav Kahana is masking that this Brayis holds machzah Karev. And nevertheless, the Tmeim have a Dchia, but they're not Rav, because like we said, the Torah are also a Rav. So when they gave the Torah, they're not Rav. So male, they can't shaf when he gave the Torah medin karben tziba babatuma. And male, you say, lolo oisin latzman, lolo oisin latzman. So that's a Tanakama. Right? That's what it means in the Gemara. Yikatana desavlaka Tanakama dama palgu pagal of the kulu betuma. Meaning, if there's a Tana that holds that the fact that one person has a tchia, that's not going to make that everyone's going to have a tchia. So palgu of the kulu betuma. They can't make the Torah do betuma. Fine. And he happens to like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's ain't carbon tzibur chalak. Rabbi Yehuda's fakert. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shevet echad that has a tchiyah can make everyone do betumah. So how could you say if there's a tana that holds like the tana kama that the machzor can make everyone do betumah, but it holds like Rabbi Yehuda ain't carbon tzibur chalak? Rabbi Yehuda gufa holds that ain't carbon tzibur chalak means everyone could do betumah. So what does the gemara mean bechlal? Tzapella. Why would the tana hold two opposite shittas, the two sides of the argument? He holds that machzah tzmeim can't make everyone do betumah. So it means he doesn't hold the vein carbon tzibur chalak, at least not as a vayit. You need the rav tzibur to do it. And he holds the Rabbi Yehuda ain't carbon tzibuchalak even with one shaven. What's the vart? So I think the Marsha is learning very simple. That in Rabbi Yehuda didn't have a musig, they can have a carbon tzibuchalak. The Tana that holds, like the Tana Kama, that you're not going to have an ain carbon tzibuchalak being mad to everyone to do betuma. But le'ina chisa, he's anti Elois and Latzma, Elois and Latzma. That's Kenner Zayin. Like Rashi says, it's a Gnaya Dover. That's the Darabana Dikadin. Avada, when we learned before that since part of them do Batuma, so everyone could do Batuma, since the Rav does Batuma, everyone could do Batuma, that's Avada Deraisa Dikadin. And when we learned before in Rav Kahana that when you don't have a Rav, so because they can shaf a carbon zebra above a Tumma male, the Nifcha, both from the Rishon and from the Sheni, that's also Deraisa. But this Tana, which holds that the Roiv can make the Torah and do betum, it's halol atzman, halol atzman. But holds a Rabbi Yehuda ain't carbon tzibur chalak, yen ain't carbon tzibur chalak, havan is a din derabanan. Because the Imanav Shech, if it's a din deraisa, so let everyone do betum. It's one shayla. So that the Marsha is saying is a din derabanan, like Rashi says, it's gnaya davar. So Mela, since the whole thing is not mikir adin, it's just a gnaya davar, so Mela, that's how we're finding Eitzis. We're finding an Eitzis of that you metame one of them b'sheretz. Now, Ula doesn't like the Eitzis of metame b'sheretz, because like he says, sheretz nevizorken al tmei sheretz. Ula doesn't like the Eitzis either metame b'meis, because then you matcheu mechagiga, like the Gemara says. So Ula has another Eitzis. That you meshal chanecha v'mederech u'chayka. You send one of mederech u'chayka. Now, which one do you send? So Taisa says, perish echa v'neteru. And they see that from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, V'yitamenu b'sheretz. You should be metame him b'sheretz. Right? He's the same guy. So who does Ula say to Mashalach at Mederech HaChayka? One of the Torah. And then Mimele the Tmeim will be a Rav. And since the Tmeim will be a Rav, so then, everyone could do it b'tumah. Fekta is Akashem. Why would you send away one of the Torah? Why not send away one of the Tmeim? And then you'll have a Pesach above a Torah. Why won't you send away one of the Tmeim? So there's two Turetzim, Pirivah and Neri. Pirivah says that Ula is a Tameh. Ula holds that Derech HaChayka L'Tar Vein Derech HaChayka L'Tameh. He doesn't have a Din Derech HaChayka if you Tameh anyway. He won't have a Din Derech HaChayka. So it'll still count. It'll still be Max HaTameh and Max HaTar. If you send away a Tar, if a Tar is Derech HaChayka, so he doesn't count. So now you have Rav Tameh and they can do a Petumah. But if you send away a Tameh, Ein Derech HaChayka L'Tameh. There's no such thing as a Tameh being Derech HaChayka. And Mela he'll still count. That's a pshat. Emily is still a maxa tayyah, maxa tmei. So the Rebbe says, I don't understand. Ein derech hachayka l'tamei means it doesn't have a din of derech hachayka because even had he been in Yushalayim, he won't be able to do the Karm Pesach anyway. So my nafka mean it to me if he's b'derech hachayka or not. But here in this case, had he been in Yushalayim, he could do the Karm Pesach. So Emily avanda by tamei also passed a derech hachayka then. Because had he been in Yushalayim, he could do the Karm Pesach. Because it's Maksa Tmeyim. So Memela, Ayiv Azai, there'd be a Din Derech HaChayka for the Tamei as well. That's Shtetin Taisis. Alright, now come on. Taisis asks Akasha, why not send away a Tamei? And then you'll have Rav Tayrin. And Taisis answers, by sending away the Tamei, you'll still have Maksa Tmeyim. Because Ein Derech HaChayka the Tamei. And the Rebbe says, no. Ein Derech HaChayka the Tamei means a Tamei who had he been in Yerushalayim, he anyway wouldn't be able to do it. But this Tamei is sending away, had he been in Yerushalayim, he would be able to do it. It's Machzor Tmeim. So Avada, there would be a Din Derech HaChayka to be Matchem from the Pesach. So fact to Marsha, what does Taisus mean? We're saying by Machzor Tmeim, he can't do it. Fakir. Machzor Tmeim, the Tmeim can't do it, because they can't make the Torah do it, and ain't carbon Sibu Chalak. So Machzor Tmeim, he can't do it. What is Taisus saying? Why is the Re saying that in this particular case, had he been in Yerushalayim, he could do it, so male, there is Derech HaChayka. That's not true. The whole point is, had he been in Yerushalayim, he can't do it. So after the Marsha, like we said, that the din of Ein Karban Tzibur Chalak is a din der Rabbanan. It's just a gnai. That's the only point. So you send him away to Derech HaChayka. It's not considered Derech HaChayka, because Midereisa, he's able to do the Karban Pesach had he been in Yerushalayim. You see, Rabbi Kivenga, in Gilyan HaShas, ask Akasha and Taisus, what are you going to gain b'chlal by sending away someone tar? The idea is like this. We have maksa tar and maksa tzmeim. We can't do hol atzma, hol atzma. because ain karban tzibur chaluk, you know, like Rabbi Yehuda, we also have a din that the Torah can't do like the Torah, you know, like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Torah won't be able to do betumah, and we can't do lots and lots of because ain karban tzibur chaluk. So why not just the Torah do the karban pesach and let the Torah be nitcha? So Rabbi Kvegan the Slach Nem done that our problem was we don't want the Torah to be nitcha mikol v'kol. We want them to either to be able to do the Pesach Rishon or the Pesach Sheni. And now they're being nitcha mikol v'kol. So if you send one of the Torahim away, so now the Torahim can do the Pesach Rishon. And that Torah you sent away, he'll do the Pesach Sheni. So everyone's going to have a Karban Pesach this year. But if you're going to send away one of the Torahim, so the Torahim are going to do the Pesach Rishon, what's going to happen with the Torahim? They're not going to be able to do the Pesach Sheni. Because that guy who you sent away is even starving for the rest of them to be a tzibah for the Pesach Sheni. So what are you going to gain by sending him away? As they fake the Kveg in the Slach, what's Tosis Kasha B'chlal? We're trying to get the Tmein to do the Karban Pesach. You have Machs the Torah, Machs the Tmein. We can't do a Latzman and Latzman because they ain't Karban Tzibacholak. The Torah can't do a Betuma because you're like the Tanakama that the Tmein, the Machs the Tmein that are not a Rav can't get the whole thing to be Betuma. So if we're Metama one of the Torah, so now everyone could do a Berishin, except for the period. Now everyone could do a Berishin. If we send away one of the Torah, so everyone could do a Berishin except for the guy we sent away, and he'll do a Besheni. If you send away one of the Tmeim, what are you gaining now? Only the Torah could do a Berishin. And the Tmeim, they can't do a Berishin because they're a Miyat. They can't do a Besheni either because they're a Tzibah, because they have to do with this guy that got sent away. So what's this discussion of Bechlau? But I think the Marsha is answering that. If there's a din, the Iker HaDin, the Tmeim and Nidchev from both the Rishon and the Sheni, that's what the Marsha told us. That's what Taisa said earlier, and the Marsha learns that Agamar holds the same thing. If there's a din, the Iker HaDin, the Din Taira, the Tmeim can't do Berishon because they're not a Rav, and they can't do Besheni because they're a Tzimur, so fine! We're not bothering anything! That's it, that's the halacha. We do what the Torah says in Zehu. The problem here is Akhtar Marsha is because Ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk is a Darabana Dikadin. And we don't want the Tmeim not to do the Pesach because they're Darabana Dikadin. We want to find the Netzah. So the Gemara says the Netzah is send the Torah B'derech Rechaika. And then the Tmeim will be able to do it Berishin together with the Torah they'll be able to do it B'tumma. In fact, we have another Netzah. Send with the Tmeim B'derech Rechaika. I Rabbi Kivegan, the Slach say, but then the Tmeim can't do the Karban Pesach, can't do the Sheni or the Rishon. Fine! They can't do the Rishon because they're a Miyat. They can't do the Sheni because he's going to be Mistayef and they're going to make a Tzibur. So what's wrong? The Torah says they're Pater, they're Pater. As I learned of the Marsha, that's Mefurish in the Marsha, that's how we learned. So Mela Taisa says two Terutzim, why you don't send away the Tameh? The first Terutz is it won't help. Because even if you send away the Tameh, ain't there a Chachaykel the Tameh? So Memela, they'll still be Machzit Tmeim. So they'll still be Chayiv Mikir Adin. But that, the Rish says, is not correct. Because since had he been here, he'd be Chayiv. So now that he's gone, he's Mufka. The only din of ain't there a Chachaykel Tameh is because he is anyways Tameh. But here you have the Machzit Tmeim, they have the Tchiyim Midraisa, and that's the problem. So that the Tchiyim Midraisa will go away when he goes out. When he goes to Derech Rechaika. So now the halacha would still be that the Tmeim are part of the Gamri. So why not do it? So and for the Re, we'd rather the Tmeim be Yitzah. Now that since we have to do something anyway, right now we have a problem. We have the Tmeim that Midereisa have to do with Eilatz and Eilatzman, and Midereabana, we don't like that idea. So we got to do something. So we're going to send somebody to Derech Rechaika. So we have a choice. We could send the Tameh B'derech Rechaika, then we'll have a Maimon of the Pesach is done B'tara, but we'll have the Chasarin, because now the Tameh won't be able to do anything. They won't be able to do neither the Rishon nor the Sheni, like the Slacher McVega point out. Or, we could send the Tameh B'derech Rechaika, we have the Chasarin, and now the Pesach will be done B'tumma, but at least everyone will do the Pesach. They're both okay, but we're mad if the idea of getting everyone to do the Pesach. Since we're engineering something, we'd rather engineer a case where everyone does the Pesach with Tumma, than engineer a case where the Tmeim will be nitcha both the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni. That's the Rish Teretz, the way we're learning. And when the Rish says, Madrinan Shiasa Kulim Berishon Vlo Yitchu HaTmeim, he means Lo Yitchu HaTmeim from the Pesach Sheni also. Hadvarim Burim. But there, Agav, the Rabbi Kveg and the Slacha both naming on that if the Tamei is Bederech Rechaika, and for the Pesach Rishain, it's not called the Tzibur. But since by the Pesach Sheni he's going to be back doing the Pesach Sheni, that it would be called the Tzibur, they won't be able to do the Pesach Sheni. We already mentioned the Mechatzkinah doesn't hold like Rabbi Kveg and the Tzlach. The Mechatzkinah holds that if Legame Pesach Rishain, the Tmeim are a Miut, and they don't do the Pesach Rishain, they could do the Pesach Sheni. Even when it comes to the Pesach Sheni, they're going to be the Rav. So that would apply, he says this first, that would apply even when you're out B'derech Hachayka. But since when it came to the Pesach Rishain, who was here in Yerushalayim? There was a Rav Tayrim and a Miut Tmeim. So those Miut Tmeim could do the Pesach Sheni, even though when it comes time for the Pesach Sheni, there's going to be more Tmeim who weren't in Yerushalayim and some staff to them. Doesn't matter. The Tzibur is Avegestelt by Pesach Rishain. He says even a bigger Chiddush. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says a very big Chiddush. The Rambam says, when you're trying to figure out if it's Reif Tmeim and Reif Tayrim, the ones that we count are the people coming into the Azara. You have to look at the ones coming into the Azara, not anyone else. Even the ones in Yerushalayim. Even the ones who are actually going to be eating the Karban Pesach. You have a Chamura of 50 people on the Karban Pesach, and they send one representative to the Azara. He's the only one that counts. So Reif Tmeim and Reif Tayrim mean the ones coming into the Azara. In order to have a dichli of Reif Tmeim, you have to have Reif Tmeim coming into the Azara. And if you don't have, if you have Reif Tmeim coming into the Azara, even if Klal Yisrael is Reif Tayrim, but the people coming to bring the Karbanos Pesach are Reif Tmeim, that's good enough. A Peladik Achidish. The Mefarshim say, you got it from the Yerushalmi. Come to us, even if 90% of Klal Yisrael is Tar, but if it's just enough Chaburis have at least one Tamei in there that is bringing their Pesach, and coming into the Azara is Reif Tmeim, it's a Pesach above Batumah, and everyone could do a Batumah. And conversely, even if 90% of Klal Yisrael is Tamei, but if coming into the Azara is only Tayrim, so Mela only the Tayrim could do the Karban Pesach, and Tmeim cannot. So Zakta Milchus Chinuch, but Benegei Pesach Sheni, it all depends on that. If let's say you have, this is what it says in the Milchus Chinuch, let's say you have coming into the Azara, Reif Tayrim, and a Miut of Tmeim, but in Klal Yisrael there are much, much more Tmeim. He says, yeah, so they'll all be able to do a Pesach Sheni. Because since Benegei Pesach Rishon, the Tmeim that were Nidcha the Pesach Sheni, that's all we count in the Gavi Pesach Rishon, that's all we're going to count in the Gavi Pesach Sheni as well. So Mela, according to the Minchas Chinuch, the whole Kasher Kveg and Slach doesn't start. If you send the Tamei B'derech Rechaika, and he's not here for the Pesach Rishon, it doesn't matter he'll be there for the Pesach Sheni. Still, since right here, by the Pesach Rishon is a Miut Tmeim, the Taka can bring the Pesach Sheni. The Milchus Chinuch says, he writes very interesting, he writes, Lefi Zeh, he says, if the Beis HaMikdash would be built between the two Pesachim, the Beis HaMikdash would be built after Pesach Rishon before Pesach Sheni, he says, we'll all bring a Pesach Sheni. I ain't Sivani Dachin. He said, but the Tziv is telling Pesach Rishon. There wasn't a Tziv in there but a Pesach Rishon. And he writes, that I'm writing these words at the time of the year between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and I'm hoping for Mashiach to become, and the Beis HaMikdash to be built, that I can bring a Pesach Sheni this year. And then he says, there's a Machlokes in the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of the ninth Perek, what's the halacha if the Beis HaMikdash is built between the two Pesachim? But anyway, L'chayin is a big aura on the Rambam. The Rambam, like he says, he's correctly saying, the Rambam is saying, at least L'gavi Pesach Rishon, that's all tali on the people coming into the Azara. If that's true, what's this Gemara saying? Ula says, send one of them to Derech Chachayka. What's this send one of them to Derech Chachayka business? He doesn't have to go to Derech Chachayka. He doesn't have to be Akar, Sichei, or Mashkei, Verot. He could just not come to the Azara. And so the Rosh Hashanah asked this Kasha, and the Chazanish later in the Avtzad HaGil Mabez asked this Kasha. L'chayin, the Rambam doesn't stem with that Gemara. The Tzarechiyim is that. One more Indian about Ula, that the Gemara in Akasha, Ula said, send them a Derech Chachayka. In fact, the Gemara sent them in Matam B'Sheretz. So the Gemara says, he'll be Malcham Mechagi Gosai. So the Gemara says, now he'll be Malcham Mepiskai. He says, he can do B'Sheni. So, B'Mei Sosa, he can do it B'Shvi. So the Gemara says, call it the Shlum B'Nirishin, the Chagiga, the old the Shlum B'Nirishin. He can't be Matam B'Sheretz because it won't work for the Pesach. He can't be Matam B'Meis because he's being Malcham from the Chagiga. Once he's going to be a Tamei Meis B'Yer Mishin, he can't do the Chagiga the entire Pesach. So Veg the Shagas Aryeh, why do you have to answer Kula Teshlum and the Rishon? There's another carbon you'd be madchem. You'd be madchem in the carbon of the Shalmei Simcha. We had earlier in the Gemara Daf Ayin Aleph, there's a chiyuv of Shalmei Simcha. Everyone has to bring Shlomim in order to Mikhaim v'Samach de Bechagecha. So if you're going to make him Tamei Meis, fine, let's say you don't say Kula Teshlum and the Rishon. He'll be able to bring the Chagiga on the seventh day of Yom Tov. But how about the Shalmei Simcha? Shalmei Simcha you have to have all, every day. That's what the Gemara there is mashma. Halva Simcha Shmeina. The Gemara is discussing how you're going to have Halva Simcha Shmeina if it's Shabbos and you need a Zvicha B'Shah Simcha whole thing. It's mashma, you need a Shalmei Simcha every day. How are you going to have a Shalmei Simcha every day if it's Shalmei Meis? So the Chayra, Shalmei Simcha is a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. Right? The Gemara says Malcha Mechagiga, and the Gemara had to say because of that that all the whole school Tishlum in the region. Why can't you say you Malcha Mechal Mesimcha? You have to come to any, and you have to come out to any Akimta for that. Zog the Shagasai, and Sarai brewed to the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Vav Milchas Yad Devlacha Yitzayin says that even though the Simcha is a carbon shlomit, but you could also be Yitzhak the Simcha with Banam Nebesa Kalecha Karoyaloi, the Ketanim you give him Kloyus Vegazim, the Noshim Mekailim Gadim Tachshitim, that the Noshim Aichlam Bas and Chasin Yayin, the Seisikim Mekain, the Mitzvah Simcha, even out the Shalmei Simcha. So Mela good. Let's say he won't be able to have a Shalmei Simcha. So have a king without the Shalmei Simcha. That's what the Gemara there was mashma. The Gemara said, then in the end, you can have Halva Simcha Shmeine, because it's the key of Yayin Yasha. But he says, Taizim Ha'ikon Nafidal Namabeis is not the way. Taizim Ha'ikon Nafidal Namabeis says, that Simcha's regal is the Rabbanan. Because with Samachtam, is Shalmei Simcha. So Simcha's regal is the Rabbanan. Vaisis he holds that the din the rice is only with Shalmei Simcha. So what did Gemara before mean with Samcha b'ksus n'ki v'yayin yashin? It mean b'derabanan, fine. But what's pshat in this Gemara? The Maisa, you won't be able to do a ski of the rice of Shalmei Simcha, you can only be yetsu with Shalmei Simcha. As I fake the Shari Yisai, says the Raya brewer to the Rambam, they can be yetsu Simcha without Shalmei Simcha. There's a Milchus Baruch, Simon Ayin Zayin, he says no. He says, you can stop asking Kasha, when you send the V'derech Rechayka, in other words, how could the Gemara couldn't have answered that the reason why it can't be Matame and Bemeis is to see Machem for Shalmei Simcha? Because even sending him Derech HaChayka is being Machem for Shalmei Simcha. Taisa says you're sending him Derech HaChayka, he can't come back on Yom Tov. Says it's still not a problem of Kol Teshlum Adivishin, it's third Teretz is because it's not a Ksarim Begufay. But Al Kopanim, he's going out of town for the first day on the right, they won't have the Shalmei Simcha. His advice is like this. I says, you want to say matcheu, it has to be that he doesn't get the mitzvah at all. He says, there's one mitzvah. Even if the mitzvah is each Shalmei Simcha every day, but it's one big mitzvah. If it's an einus some of the time, but lemaisa he's going to have a key in mitzvah. So that's okay. That thing Gemara wouldn't bother you if you're being matcheu from the mitzvah, but he'll have a key in mitzvah, even if he's going to be missing some of the mitzvah, but he'll have the key in mitzvah b'chol yayin, he'll have at least one day the key in mitzvah is also good enough. That's what he says, but then he's mafalpel like this. He says he thinks even stamazai, you could be mafkir Yishalmei Simcha for a few days, as long as you eat the shlamim once. If you could, you should eat it every day. Vaisais he's learning, but if you'd have him shus he mafkir it, he says v'haraya. You don't find he brings a raya from a gemara in Erechin. You don't find there's a iser tasha shemitah on Yom Tov. Says a kahanim one can't be mishamish because they have to do avodah in the base of mikdash. What about everyone else? They have to eat Shalmei Simcha. If someone's Mishamish Mitasa, he's a Malkeri. He can't eat Shalmei Simcha the whole day. Even if he's Tevel, he's a Tvul Yayim. So why wouldn't it be an Isatash Shemitah and Yom Tov? The Teretz is, because Lamais, if you're going to Chapray and Shalmei Simcha at least one day, you can Mefki Yechiyah for the other days. As I bring, he brings Taisin the Chagiga the Avav, which sounds like Bechlal, that the whole Chiyah is only once. The Turi Evin already asked him from the Gemara earlier in that Vayin. But that's what Taisin the Chagiga is Mashmet, the Chiyah is only once. And then it wouldn't be shver that you'd be matchim from the Shalmei Simcha.